is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Hey, we've had another first four matchup go to a final. Congratulations. It's a Mount St. Mary's. They just beat American University 83-72. Their next stop, the Duke Blue Devils, who've won eight straight games when it comes to the first round of the tournament. Good luck. Anyway, we'll talk about them in a minute. Well, not Duke. We're going to probably have a couple of weeks to talk about Duke. We'll get into at least celebrating the victory for Mount St. Mary's. Now, we got another matchup coming up between Xavier and Texas. Thank you. Welcome to the JR Sport Brief Show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. The app is free. Did you get anything free today? No? Download the app. It's free. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, it's real simple. It's 375, channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call up? You could do that too. A new number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It is Wednesday. I gave you a top six licks. Top six licks? The heck is, whoa, wrong show.
That'd be an interesting segment.
The top six licks. Okay, help me out since you got the great answers here. What would be a top six of? Top six licks would be what? Hickey, go ahead.
Definitely one of them have to be the last lick to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. No doubt about it.
That'd be number one, right?
Yeah, because how many people have actually done it?
None. The owl? No, the owl bit it.
He
we don't know.
Chewed it right away.
Yeah,
one,
owl bit it.
Two.
Yeah. You remember, well, you don't remember a lot of things, but you remember that how.
I don't. That's a great marketing. It stuck with how? Me. I mean, that hasn't been on in probably, what, 20 years?
No, they don't run that no more.
I don't think. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
There's no more television, right? Like, what would it come on? It's not, the only vintage commercials that still exist all have to deal with Christmas. Right? Or Easter. The Easter Bunny commercial still. You know what I'm talking about?
The Cadbury egg?
Yes, with the lion is dressed as a bunny rabbit, right?
I mean, that is. I was going to say low budget, but that's not fair because that's probably what, from like 1980?
Yeah, it's from the 70s, bro.
That is old school.
Egg.
Good commercial, though.
What?
Say it's a good commercial.
It was. When's the last time you heard, damn, does he even have a commercial anymore? Frosted Flakes fell off, huh?
Oh, Tony.
Where has Tony the Tiger been?
That's a great question.
Oh, my God.
That used to be like every commercial break as a kid.
Did they put him down? Is he gone?
Did they give an alert?
Yeah. Are people not buying Frosted Flakes anymore? You know, I'm not watching everything, but you couldn't turn on a commercial without Frosted Flakes and Cheerios.
More than good. What are they, Jared? Come on, you know it.
Kix?
Oh, you don't know the song?
More than good? That's not Kix. I don't know.
Frosted Flakes. Frosted Flakes are
more than good. They're great.
Good. There
he
is.
They're great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Tony. Pour some out.
Yeah. A lot of these guys are dead, Iggy. Think about, what's my guy, the bear telling me, what's that bear?
Smokey?
Yeah, Smokey. Where the hell he been?
Forest fires, I mean, they're now more common than ever. We need smoking ammo more than ever.
And I heard we're cutting down on the budget for the forest fires, too.
Correct.
they might have told him to take a hike.
Budget cuts. Sorry, Smokey.
And Smokey the Bear might be gone. He's going to be out of a job for the next 4 years, man. He's
kick rock.
He's part of the budget cuts. That poor guy. Oh, my God.
We've identified waste. Smokey the Bear is making how much?
And Smokey the Bear, he has to be America's biggest right? He's the biggest American export that's a cartoon. Smokey the Bear has to be. Right? Am I missing?
I can't think of another one that's bigger.
Right? And you don't have a job. Man, when you think about the world like that, we're cooked.
You think he'd be Teflon? No way, Jose.
Yeah.
Everyone's replaceable or have their positions eliminated. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Smokey a Bear is scratching his back in Nevada somewhere on a tree. I don't know what this guy's
doing. Is he smoking, you think? Does he, like, go rogue?
If they depressed him?
Tries to prove a point?
He picked up a habit? Oh, my God. this is terrible.
He's got a beard, a beer belly. Some like kid sees him in the forest, an accident. Smokey, is that you? The hat's all tattered.
Right? This is bad, man.
Empty beer cans around him, smoking.
It's a shame. Only you can prevent forest fires. He smokes a cigarette. Oh, my God. A poor guy. Anyway, yeah. Top six list was presented to you last hour, and we talked about some of March Madness's biggest upsets. Ultimately, I had a Villanova over Georgetown. Hickey, what a world. Like, there's so much going on. Hickey, you know, well, of course, I'm in the studio. I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York. Our DJ down the hallway is blaring. I got my headphones on. I hear me and you and nothing else, right? Except for our DJ playing for our hit radio station here in Atlanta, V103. Shout outs to Swamp Izzo. He is playing, which ball is it? Jello ball?
Jello, yeah.
I'm trying to do my show, and all I hear is that Whoa song that he has out, man.
Swerve on that corner, whoa.
Yeah, and I heard he has another song out, and I don't know if people care. Yeah, all I hear is, I'm trying to do my show, and all I hear is Jello Ball. Anyway. Yeah, I gave you a, hold on. Hey, I got to turn my own headphones up. What a world this is.
Is that loud? Is his door open?
Yeah, he is DJing the hell out of whatever he's doing. And I'm supposed to be in a soundproof room, like, I don't know, like 20, 25 yards away. Yep.
Wow. With a crank door it up to a max.
Well, he's a DJ, right? Maybe he's deaf already.
Maybe.
Oh,
jeez. About to make everyone else in that building deaf, too.
Yeah, make me deaf. Is Jello Ball's dad lost his foot. I'm going to go deaf. Something about them balls. The other brother, what do he do? Break his knee 20 times already? He got a somebody else's ligament in his leg? LaMelo, right?
No. Oh, my God.
It is LaMelo. I can't keep up. What's the other one's name? One on the Bulls.
Lonzo got the fake knee. LaMelo can't, you know, he has foot and ankle injuries.
Ankles, yes.
He's got no ankles.
And which one said that it might have been because of the big baller shoes? Lonzo, right?
I think so.
He said, yeah. I think some of my injuries had to do with wearing my dad's shoes. Yo.
Bad for the brand right there. Triple B, not doing well.
Well, I did see LeVar when he talked about his foot being amputated. Did you see he had a big baller brand tie on? Did you see that?
No, he did not. I did not.
He did. He had I think it was a blue tie, and it was, you know, what is that called? Vertical. It was BBB. He had the big baller brand vertically on the center of the tie. So, big baller brand not dead yet.
Out of the shoe game, now in the tie game.
Yeah. Do you remember people were standing outside for those shoes?
They were a big hit for, I mean, a few months, but yeah, that was a big deal.
But who was, did you ever see a human being wear those?
No, but I did see a few people with like Triple B shirts. Like the shirts, yes. I feel like people wore. I don't know about the shoes.
Yeah. Like who's balling in big baller brand shoes? What did they buy them for? Like souvenirs?
Sort of. Like it's like a, you know, you buy like swag from a TV show you like. And that's what it kind of felt like more than like, oh man, I love this brand. This is some good stuff.
Yeah, let's figure this out. If I go to bigbrawlerbrand.com. All right, first person I see is Dad LeVar. Oh, they're selling his son's T-shirt. Okay, you can buy a Jello a T-shirt for $60.
A T-shirt for $60?
Yeah, a Jello shirt. Uh-huh.
Is it BBB.com or BigBallerBrand.com?
BigBallerBrandInc.com.
Oh, my God.
And I can buy a G3 Phantom shoe reasonably priced. It looks suede. I'm not buying it. It's $90.
I hate to admit it. The jumpsuit LeVar's got on is not, I'll put it this way, it's not terrible.
Okay. All right. You want me to get that for you for Christmas? I get it for you.
No.
When's your birthday? In June, right?
Regrettably, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll get you. You can wait until winter time to wear it, all right?
Yeah, racing, too.
Big baller brand. What am I looking up? eBay, right? Does eBay still work? Or is that going like Smokey the Bear?
No, eBay still works.
Bruh. You can buy, there are big baller brand shoes on eBay selling for $1,000.
I was about to say, I could see them selling for a lot of money. Because there's not that many of them.
$750, $800, $800, $1,000, $1,500. Somebody is selling a big baller brand hat. I think it's signed by all the father and the sons, $1,000.
Does it say how long it's been posted for? I feel like that could be posted for a while.
Which one? The hat?
Yeah, the hat. I don't know if anyone's going to be buying it.
The hat is signed by LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo. It's going for $1,000.
Does it say when the date posted?
Yeah,
love to know. It's like 2023, 2022.
You mean to tell me nobody would buy a hat signed by all of them?
Wouldn't that be worth it? I don't think so. You think so?
I don't know. I haven't been on eBay in like 25 years, bro. No, I can't. Where are the details at? I don't know.
I've not been on eBay in a while either, so I don't know. I'm not even sure that's possible, but I would just be fascinated to see how long's that been sitting there for.
Oh, I don't know. It just says condition new.
Years.
Nice that it.
I'd hope so.
Nice that it hasn't been worn. That's good. The guy joined this website in 2020. Okay, he sold one other item. I don't even know what else he's selling. I don't know. Anyway, there's something that LaMelo. Look, I can't even. There's too many Mellos and Jellos and Ellos. One thing that his kids never did, well, that's not true. Didn't what's his name play at UCLA? The one with the broken knee, Lonzo?
He did. Okay, he's drafted number two overall.
Yeah, they sent the other one to Europe, Australia, right?
Yes.
Wait, I'm confused now, because then the other one played in college too, but then he was stealing sunglasses in China.
Right, that was Jello, who was also at UCLA.
Yo, what a world are we living in right now.
Who did not get his career started off.
Yeah, and Donald Trump had to halfway try to fake save him. I was like, like, what?
So you need those Gucci sunglasses, JR.
From China, right, okay. You're right. I don't want to pay the tax when I come back to America, so let me just steal it while I'm here. Oh, my God. What world do we live in right now? Anyway, I was going to make the point that his sons didn't do anything in college. That is not accurate. But we got college ball going on right now. And as I told you all a few minutes ago, Mount St. Mary's is advancing to take on Duke. They beat American University 83-72. And right now, I want you to listen to the final call as Mount St. Mary's is going ahead to the round of 64. Here's the final call, courtesy of Westwood One.
The Mountaineer Blue comes to its feet in Dayton. For the third time in program history, the Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers, under a first-year head coach in Donnie Lind, winning a program record 23rd game, have won in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, now we just got to wait to see what happens between Xavier and Texas, and then our field will be set. Final field of 64 will be set. The winner of that game will go ahead and take on Illinois. And thank you so much to Cameron Salerno for joining us from CBS Sports. Covers all things college basketball. He came through and joined us, and he was like, listen, JR, all things considered, I'm favoring Duke to go ahead and win it all. So, yeah, if you need a little bit of advice, not advice, go ahead and take Duke to win it. And if you get a perfect bracket, you get a trip straight to Mars, courtesy of Elon Musk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. We come back. I told you about Steph Curry yesterday. The man needed a rest. And the Golden State Warriors, they were still rolling as they went out and beat the Milwaukee Bucks went no Steph Curry? Yeah, they did. And then also early this morning, I saw this. I was up early. I saw Shohei Ohtani hit a home run, helping the Dodgers to beat the Cubs again. No more games in Japan. They're on their way back to America. We'll talk about that. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked in to the JR Sport Re-Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are waiting on Xavier versus Texas. That's it. After this, there's no more first four. Get that gimmicky crap out of here. And tomorrow we get to the real games. I mean, the two games that we got tonight, they'll play on Friday. The two victors from yesterday, they start playing tomorrow. And so we'll see what Alabama State does against Auburn, probably lose. And then we'll also see what happens with UNC. They'll take on Ole Miss. They'll probably go out there and win. And you got to love this. So you think about the college students at this point in life, they're living the life. Getting on charter flights, they're on television, they could tell their kids about this. This is good. Think about a era from a long time ago. It'd have to be back in my day. I played in the NCAA tournament. It's like, show me the footage. There's none. But I was on CBS. Show me the footage. There's none. Got dads pulling out VHS cassettes. You can't even play a VHS cassette. Hickey, have you ever used one? You've used one before, right?
Yeah, I'm not that young.
Okay, I don't know. Did you own a VCR?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, I'm impressed.
Well, what are you saying, like me personally or like my parents?
No, did you ever own a VCR?
Oh, no, not me personally, no.
Oh,
no,
see,
no.
There you go, okay, all right. Damn.
Plus the VCR went out like probably when I was like in 7th or 8th grade. Maybe even earlier than that when the DVDs really started. The Blu-ray, probably like 6th, 7th grade. That's when Blu-ray really exploded.
Hickey, I remember putting the DVD on top of the VCR. Because you couldn't record with the Blu-ray. You could only watch stuff. But then you could still record with the VCR. This is almost right before you got to DVR. And now think about this. Where are DVRs? Nobody uses a DVR anymore.
No. It's all, because now everything's already on demand.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, think about it. Outside of sports, there are very few shows even around that like have like a set airtime. So what's there to DVR if you're just going to release a whole series at once?
Well, Hickey, I used to record. This sounds crazy. Like if I knew I was going to be out the house at the beginning of a sporting event, or I may miss the whole game, or I wanted to record the whole thing if I missed the first quarter, I used to set the VCR to record it using the timer. And I used to just go home. There were no spoilers because there was no cell phone that I could open up and, watch the game or get a spoiler. And so unless I went home and turned on the news or turned on the radio, like the game might as well have not existed. It had to wait until I played the VHS. I remember there was a point in time and then when the DVRs came, I would record the game so I could watch them back on replay. And then my DVR would be like, hey, you got 2% space left. And I'd be like, how? What? And it'd be because I'd be recording instead of recording 30 minutes of a stupid sitcom or reality show. I'd have like 3 hours of a football game. I'd have like the whole season saved. And it'd be like, you have no space left, you dumb idiot. So, yeah.
Oh, same. I love the VCR and the DVR. Great tool.
Them days. So this is a question. I don't know. NFL is so stingy. I can go back and watch MLB games throughout the season, NBA with League Pass. Can you watch any NFL game throughout the course of the year? Can you do that if you pay?
If you have NFL Plus, yes.
NFL
every game.
NFL Plus or the one on YouTube? What's the one on YouTube?
Oh, Sunday Ticket.
I get mad at the NFL about this one. Like, Hickey, I got the NFL Network. I have the NFL Network. I refuse to go to NFL.com and pay for what the hell you just told me. Like, for what? Why is there an NFL Network and NFL Plus? For what? Why?
And Sunday Ticket. There's three different options.
Now, I understand Sunday Ticket. That's to watch the games on Sunday, right?
Right.
Out of market games.
Out of market.
What the hell is NFL Plus, and why isn't it the same thing as the NFL Network? What's the point? What's the difference?
Essentially, NFL Plus is your current day DVR. They have other functions and other capabilities there as well. But for the most part, it's a catalog of every game throughout the season. You can also go back to different seasons. You can watch a game from 2022, 2021, etc. Where Sunday Ticket is just, here's the live game. You missed it. Too bad.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any storage on Sunday Ticket.
It's on YouTube, bro. It's the easiest thing. It's like if I'm already charging you $300-$400. So you mean to tell me, oh my God, let me understand this. If there's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday and I watch it live, I have to have Sunday Ticket. If it happens to be Wednesday afternoon at lunchtime and I want to watch that game again, I can't use Sunday Ticket, which I already pay for, to rewatch the game. I now have to pay again for NFL Plus to watch the game that I already paid to watch on Sunday?
Correct.
Oh, my God. And let me guess. What do you got to pay for this on a month-to-month? This is another, what, $30, $40, $100? How much is this?
$100 for the season, I believe. Oh my NFL Plus. Plus, like you said, the $400 if you want to sign a ticket. $500 just to either be able to watch out-of-market games live or watch a replay.
Watch on demand. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is a sham.
It's crazy.
How come YouTube, I mean, they got money. Why don't they just throw more money at him and go, hey, just keep the archived, you know, games here? Why don't they do that?
Great question. I mean, you know they have the storage, but great question.
Now, I've never gone back in time and said I need to watch an Amazon game. What happens to those games on Thursday night? Are they also on Plus, or they're not on Amazon, right?
Also on Plus. Oh, Amazon. And you can watch with NFL Plus, you can watch the marquee games or the primetime games, I should say, on NFL Plus on the NFL app, only in your phone. So you can watch the Amazon game, you can watch Sunday night, and you can watch Monday night in the NFL app through NFL Plus, only on your phone.
So I miss Thursday night football, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wake up on Friday and go, oh, I missed the game. I want to watch it on Amazon. I already pay for Amazon Prime. Let me go back and watch on replay. I can't do that on Amazon.
I don't believe you can. No, you can go in NFL Plus and rewatch it, but I think Amazon, once it's over, it's gone.
Yo, screw that, Mickey. Screw him. Screw him.
Should we start protesting outside of the NFL offices?
I'm going to Park Avenue. I will.
Chain yourself to the front door? Really make a stand?
I should do the show live from outside, right?
Oh, that'll be fun.
Private property. They're not going to let me do it. I'd have to be on Park Avenue. We're not.
Kind of a good catchphrase, too, if you're going to pick it outside.
I'd have to be on the curb, though. Forget a catchphrase. I'd have to be, like, on the street.
Those buses, those bikers that ride the curb, then I'm moving out of your way.
You know what I would do? I'd fake it like I'm selling fruit. Right? You know?
It's like a microphone attached to your ear.
Yeah, like they let the people outside sell fruit, right?
Yeah, they do. Everywhere.
You sell everything on the streets of New York.
That they do. There's no limitations there.
You can do anything on the streets of New York except for set up a table and do media stuff. what's wrong with that? I think there's so many people that film and record. I don't even know how they enforce the filming permits unless you want to get cars off the street. Oh, my goodness. What a world. And it's why the NFL is approaching $20 billion in revenue. Just stealing from everybody, taking everybody's money. Not me, though. It's enough to pay for the games. I'm not paying for nothing extra. Anyway, earlier today, Major League Baseball, they have their own problems. And we know they do. They're playing a game in Japan, another one. Dodgers went out there and beat the Cubs again, 6-3, the debut of Roki Sasaki. But more importantly for me, every time I turn on the Dodgers, I want to see one guy. I want to see Shohei Ohtani. Sasaki had three innings pitched. He struck out three. He walked five. He only gave up a run. Pretty sure he's real juiced up. Well, not like Barry Bonds juiced up. I'm sure he's real excited pitching at home in Japan. He's throwing 100 miles per hour to start things off. But like I said, I only wanted to see one guy, and that was Shohei Ohtani. And he did exactly what I wanted to see. This man hit a home run, even though the umpires had to decide whether or not it was really going over the fence. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of Fox.
There's an absolute take. Right center field. It is off the wall. To second goes Ohtani. To home goes Ohtani. It was a home run.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Shohei Ohtani doesn't hit 50-plus home runs this year. I'm going to give him approximately 40, especially the fact that some point throughout the course of the season, this man is going to be back out onto the mound pitching. I give Shohei Ohtani a 40-something-ish home runs. And speaking of a big play, outside of Shohei Ohtani hitting that home run this morning, Rodney Peete, you heard me correctly, the former quarterback in the NFL, he was at the game on the third baseline. And Max Muncy went to dive over the net to get a ball. And Rodney Peete snatched it from him. And listen to this. This is courtesy of Fox as well.
Third base side over is Muncy. And he reaches over. He made the catch. Did he make it? He did not. No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, the other guy caught.
Oh, it's the other black glove that was out there. Muncy and that gentleman's glove of the same color.
Yeah, Max Muncy, let's just say he was not happy about that. And why Rodney Peete was there, we have no idea. He was there in a Dodgers sweatshirt, so obviously I guess he's a Dodgers fan. You know, him and his wife, they do live out in Los Angeles, and his wife, Holly Robinson Peete, actually put out a message and said that her husband saved her from getting hit by a ball. And Rodney Peete certainly stared at Max Muncy like, you mad at me? What are you going to do? And not a fight that I expected to see. I don't think we will have a fight. But there we have it. And then also, as I mentioned last night, this is kind of crazy. The Golden State Warriors are now 15-2 with Jimmy Butler. Steph Curry took a night off because he was tired. He sounded sick like a dog. And the Warriors will be fine, except for I don't think they're big enough when the playoffs come around. It's just my thoughts. And God bless Steph Curry for getting a little bit of a rest, because the Golden State Warriors beat Milwaukee last night. But they host Toronto on Thursday before going on a 6-game road trip. This is, I don't even want to make this trip. They start off, Hickey, listen to this. They start off here in Atlanta on Saturday. Then they go to Miami. Then they go to New Orleans. Then they go to San Antonio. Then they go to Memphis. Then they go to Los Angeles to play the Lakers. They're not back home until April 4th against Denver.
Wow.
Can you even rest Steph Curry? Like, does he have to play in all of these road games?
He'll probably get at least probably one other off day.
What do you do? Sit him versus New Orleans or something?
It makes sense. Get him some gumbo. Maybe a little gumbo on the bench. Makes him feel better. But gets his groove back.
He's the main attraction. Like, nobody is showing up to see the Golden State Warriors because they want to see Draymond Green. Like, I guess you got Jimmy, but Hickey, I'd feel so bad. And I know, Steph Curry, he would feel bad, too. Like, he is one of the most, you see him every game. It doesn't matter, home on the road. He's signing autographs. He's doing the shots. He's putting on a show for everybody. Like, I can't imagine any of these cities where he's just like, maybe Los Angeles, because he goes so often. I don't know. But that's the end of the trip. And it's so close, you might as well be back home already. You're making your way back west. He has to play here in Atlanta. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play here Saturday night. Maybe in Miami he doesn't play, because that's Jimmy Butler's return. Let Jimmy Butler catch the heat, right? Maybe that makes sense.
Don't you want to be out there and kind of support your guy instead of leaving him on an island?
No.
Hey, I'm out there with you. We're going to win this game.
No.
To stick it to the Heat fans?
No. Because nobody's going to care. See, in Miami, he's not going to be the attraction. Jimmy Butler is going to be the attraction. And by the way, that game on Tuesday is going to be on TNT, so that'll be fun. Jimmy Butler will get booed every time he touches the ball. He'll probably light them up. The Golden State Warriors will win regardless. I think that's the time you sit him. Nobody will care. It'll be like, oh, Steph Curry's not playing. Okay, now we get to direct our hate towards Jimmy Butler, which is what we want to do anyway. And so that's a six-game road trip. They're going to be gone for 2 weeks. Damn. Hey, Marco, what do you think? If you sit Steph Curry, and he's 37 years old. He obviously needs a rest. He got one yesterday. Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, San Antonio, Memphis, Los Angeles. You sit him in Miami, right? Let Jimmy Butler catch heat.
Decent thought, but I'm not concerned with the fan or whatever. I'm looking at his body. So damn. If that's the middle of the trip, where's the middle? Where they go to San New Antonio, Orleans. Then it's come back to Memphis? I'm thinking there. Because you want it to be somewhere in the middle so you get some rest on the both ends of it. Yeah. Plus they're going east, kind of west, back east. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah. That next Friday they're in New Orleans. And then Sunday, they're in San Antonio. And then they go from San Antonio on Tuesday, then they go to Memphis. And then on Thursday, they go up to L.A.
Yeah, I think I would, the Memphis one. You're going San Antonio to Memphis to L.A.? I think right in the middle there, all that back and forth, and plus in the middle of that trip, I think that's where I would want him to get his body and get some rest.
Man, I'm tired of looking at this schedule, man. Damn, well, they get paid a lot of money, and they just playing with a ball, so good for them. I'm just saying, good for them. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go through a list of things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's March 19th. The year is 2025. But if we go back in time, I don't know. Let's go back in time to March 19th, 1966. Texas Western, they're now known as UTEP, they beat number one ranked Kentucky to win the NCAA title. The final score was 72-65. What's the big deal here? Well, this was the first time we had an all-black starting five who went out there and they won it all. I want you to listen to this. This is from KRGWG Public Media. As Texas Western starter Willie Cager, he shows a lot of love to their head coach Don Haskins for starting the best players.
My thing was Don Haskins said he gonna start the best, possible five that he can start, and it was all black, so, and what can I tell you? It just happened that way.
Yeah. How about he actually started guys on their merit? That's what everybody wants nowadays, right, I guess. Hey, how about this? March 19th in 2015. A lot of people here in Georgia remember this, especially in the city. Shout out to Georgia State, a couple blocks from here. You might remember this. R.J. Hunter, he hit the go-ahead three to give Georgia State the lead over Baylor with 2.5 seconds left, and they ultimately won the game 57-56. You might also remember his dad, head coach Ron Hunter. We talked about this earlier. Guy had a torn Achilles. This man fell onto the floor in excitement. Take a listen to this, courtesy of CBS.
He misses! Shipes the rebound!
You gotta push this to the basket. Take it to the basket, guys. 9 seconds.
No timeouts left.
What are they doing?
R.J. Hunter for three. Good! Ron Hunter has fallen off his stool for good reason.
Yeah, watch his son. He was crying. He was happy after the game. I mean, those are memories that you can't make up. You just can't. It's like a Disney movie. Unfortunately, they ultimately lost to Xavier in the, in the tournament. Right now, Xavier trying to keep pace with Texas. Texas leads 30-21, 8 minutes to go here in the first half. But anyway, let's continue to go back in time. Because only 3 years ago, March 19th, 2022, another accomplishment by this guy. Oh, my God. LeBron James had a layup to pass Karl Malone for second all time in scoring. Karl Malone, 36,909 points. We know that he is now third behind LeBron James and Kareem. But in this game, let's listen to LeBron score and pass Karl, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
The zone. Nobody diving, though. Everybody standing around the perimeter.
Diving LeBron! And there it is!
There it is.
The kid from Akron, LeBron James, has come into the nation's capital and has passed the mailman, Karl Malone, and is now number two all-time in scoring in the history of the NBA.
Man, only 3 years ago? LeBron had 38 points in that game. And the Lakers still went out there and lost to Washington 127-119. I mean, we could do LeBron. Hickey, we should do a new segment. No, we don't. We shouldn't. But we could do a segment about this day in sports history. I bet you every day we could find something on LeBron.
I think you're you wouldn't be wrong. I mean, it's incredible.
This day in history, LeBron James hit. I don't know how many threes the most he hit in one game. This day, LeBron hit seven threes. This day, LeBron passed, I don't know, Jason Kidd an assist. I don't know. What a world. Now that I think about it, Hickey, has he already passed Jason Kidd an assist? Probably, right?
Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, at this point, like, I feel like there's a record. I'd be surprised if there's a record LeBron doesn't hold.
LeBron is going to lead in scoring. He's going to lead in, not rebounds, but. Oh, you know what, Hickey? What a world. He's close. LeBron James is fourth all-time in assists, directly behind Jason Kidd.
Ahead of Steve Nash. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Ahead of Magic Johnson. Like, that's, like, some of the names he's ahead of are just insane.
And he is still going. Here, let's do some quick math here. He's at he's gonna catch Kidd next year.
He's basically 500 away.
So let's do some math. If LeBron James averages, what do you say on the low end, 7 assists next year? Is that okay?
That's
7.
Fair.
And he plays
65
games.
Okay.
That's 455 assists. So if you want to be conservative, he's going to pass him in like a season and a half. Because, by the way, at this rate, I'd be surprised if he doesn't play another season after next year. Unless they win a championship. Like, at this point, he's just, why stop, right? No, he has to just be sick of it at this point. Unless he wins a title.
You know what would be fitting, too, how he breaks Jason Kidd's record?
What?
Pass to Bronny.
Oh, no. We don't need no pass to Bronny.
It's like a 40-point game, but he's tied with Jason Kidd. He's trying to break the record. All right, Bronny, flare out. Boom. Shoots a three, and now they can say they made history together.
Oh, my God.
You laugh.
All right. Well, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. So there you go. Do we need that? It's enough that we've had to deal with us. We don't need that.
We do not. No. We do not need that. But I can see LeBron saying, okay, that's what I need.
Everything is what he needs, right? Not what his son wants or what's best for him is what he needs.
That's right.
Oh, man. Every day, more LeBron. Just anyway. Hey, it's been a great show. Hey, thank you to Greg. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you to you for listening. Hey, thank you to our guest who joined us to talk all things college basketball, courtesy of CBS. Thank you so much to Cameron Salerno. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey, Greg, you're going to hold it down tomorrow, huh?
I'm going to do my best. Looking forward to it.
It's not that tough. You got it.
I think so.
You did great today. And Hickey, we're going to miss you. You just quit for 2 days? What happens?
Going out of space? Going down to Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully they get back on Monday.
New York Mets? No, they're not in Hollywood.
Going to the Hard Rock Casino. Hopefully winning some money on March Madness.
And send some cash back, okay, Hickey?
You got it. Definitely.
Go easy on the sugar. Safe travels. There you go.
Thank you.
JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe. We'll be back tomorrow for more Madness.